about $100 a barrel.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Boss, 7:05 on today, May the 30th, Memorial Day, and welcome to our show today. Right after the show, we're going to be taking off and getting to a lot of different places. We're going to talk about all those. We're going to talk about Memorial Day. We're going to have some guests in here ranging from a hero from World War II. We're having another hero coming in from the Vietnam conflict. We're having discussions today, and we're going to be talking on the chat pack and all of these things about what Memorial Day is, and we're going to be talking about a few of the things that are going on in our world. But, you know, we're always here with Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And, you know, hey, good morning, Bad Bob. So, Memorial Day.
How was your weekend? What did you guys do being boaters?
Well, we spent Saturday on the lake, and it was fairly subdued due to the large number of, due to the weather, basically. But there were still quite a few houseboats out there. Didn't hear of any incidents while we were out there, and then Sunday went up to the Veterans Living Memorial Sculpture Garden up near in Siskiyou County. It was a great event.
So what's Memorial Day mean to you?
It means we pause and take stock and pay tribute to the people who are the very reason that you and I can sit here and have this conversation, Carl, because there are many countries where there is no talk radio, and there's places where you cannot speak your mind openly without a lot of fear. And I never forget that. I think this business drives it in.
Well, that's good. You know, and speaking of someone who speaks her mind and speaks it well, and is my Memorial Day.
I have to claim my
day.
Space every day.
Good morning, Linda.
Welcome to the program. It is wonderful to be here on Memorial Day. And, you know, sometimes we as human beings and as spirits, when we think outside of ourselves and we go, I am there because of them or those who have fallen. Memorial Day is, you know, when you think of your grandfathers and your uncles or your brothers, your great-great-grandfathers, the Civil War, certain things that happened in our country that made this great nation that we are. And so you're going to be hearing stories today, homage to so many. But before we start, we want to let you know what a gorgeous day we're going to have here. It's going to be partly cloudy during the morning, giving way to a few showers late today, and highs are going to be around 73. Perfect weather for all of you to go and pay respects. Starting off with our 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, we'll be out at the Grove, which is at the convention center. Winds south at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and a chance of rain is going to be about 30% tonight. Cloudy with occasional rain showers, low near 55. Winds southerly and 10 to 20 miles per hour chance of rain tonight is about 50%.
You know, today, Memorial Day, there's, as Linda said, there's a lot of things going on. It starts at 10 a.m. at Longcrest at the Memorial Park at 1522 East Cypress Avenue. At a 10 a.m. also in the Pine Grove Cemetery up in MacArthur. At 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Grove, Reading Convention Center, Linda, and I'll be there. Linda will be singing. With the Gateway Chorus. 11 a.m. Anderson Cemetery, out at 2500 Cemetery Lane in Anderson. At noon, Reading Memorial Park and Continental Street. And at 5:55 p.m. tonight, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery out at Igo. And things that are closed today, the government is closed, the mall, mail no delivery, schools are closed, all trash routes are closed, be late one day. Rabba's not operating. Banks are closed. Most retail stores are open. Movie theaters are open.
No garbage pickup.
That's it. All Reading routes are one day late.
Okay.
On that trash. The Reading Record Searchlight will be closed. Okay, let's take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is May 30th. It is Memorial Day. It is a day of remembrance, but it's also a day of celebration for those who fought for our country, for those who joined and had the courage to defend our country, who came in and came in with the one idea in mind, was defend the United States of America. This is Free Fire Radio.
Side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's spinning frisbee canine team, doggy personality contest, and agility course. Visit the arts and crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us how they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. 7:14 on Memorial Day, and this is Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Bad Bob's here too.
And we're going to be having some special guests on today. We wanted to kind of recap what happened over the weekend. Friday night, of course, was Senior Idol. What fun that was at the Cascade Theater. Wonderful talent. And the gal who won entered two years ago, Jeannie. And she was 85 years old, and she sang Cabaret with a boa.
She is a wild woman. And her husband, Howard, was there, too. He was singing.
I don't think they were married 2 years
ago. They sang...
starting to date.
He sang Hey Jude.
Yeah.
Yeah, two 85-year-olds singing... Anyway,
it was incredible talent.
Incredible, it was. It was,
I mean,
really good.
There's a guy who got out there with a hat on and sang Oh, boy. Well, you know what? Guess what we're doing here, you guys? We had a computer rebooting, so if you're hearing some noise going on, that's what we've got. We're pushing buttons and all that good stuff, so we're glad that you're here. What would we do without the beautiful electronics of life? But something that's not electronic that we really had a chance to witness, yesterday we drove to French Gulch. Beautiful day that it was. And we saw all these sailboats out on Whiskey Town. Well, come to find out, it was a fabulous day for races. It was the 47th annual Whiskey Town Regatta, and there were more than 70 entries. Of course, it was about 60 degrees and felt about 10 degrees colder because of 16-mile-per-hour winds. And it was windy driving out there, but we didn't realize it was just, there was just Whiskey Town was gorgeous with the white caps and everything. And I thought, wow, what great sailing weather. So that's what took place, 70 entrances. Isn't that great? San Francisco, people from all over entered the regatta.
It was a good weekend to do that. I mean, they had the weather. The Saturday, I was quite surprised. You know, Friday night during the Senior Idol, one of the contestants turned to Mike Krueger, who was the guest, one of the guest judges, as you were, and Brent Taylor. And he said, hey, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? I'm going to go fishing. And Krueger looks at him and says, well, he says, there's going to be thunderstorms. Well, and of course, yesterday was a beautiful day up to a certain point, and then we had thunderstorms like you can't believe. And it was just, you know, and then Sunday cleared off, and today is going to be a beautiful day to go out to into one of these ceremonies. And I really hope that you can take the time, that, you know, take the time to go out and pay your remembrances to those fallen heroes of our country from so many wars, and including the one that's gone on now for over almost 10 years. Well, it's now the longest war since Vietnam, the one on terror. And the we've been fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq
and good
for
morning.
Almost 10 years.
Long, long time. And I'm
long
sure
time.
All of us in this generation, when I say this generation, I guess I think of the living generation. But I know it's broken up, and especially in sales. They call it the X generation, the baby boomers. Well, as we approach, I don't know, how many did they say, ish, in the thousands? Hundreds of thousands are going to be becoming baby boomers just this year. So I am sure every person has had somebody that has been in some kind of war in their family tree.
I think so. When you consider how many wars we've had over the last 100 years. Let's talk about some things that are happening. Sarah Palin's in the news. That's right. Sarah popped on the back of a Harley, and she and her family began an East Coast tour Sunday. What they did, though, is that they went on that Memorial Day weekend ride from the Pentagon to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. That is a huge ride. There's thousands and thousands of bikes in that. Everybody just rides a few miles from the Pentagon. You get out in the south parking lot, and you can't imagine how many bikes there are out there. When I say hundreds of thousands, I'm not exaggerating. And then they all ride over to the Vietnam Wall. And we've got some statistics about Vietnam here a little bit later on in the show. But it's an incredible ride. People are remembering those in Vietnam. You know, and that leads to a couple of things, is about, you know, how people viewpoints have changed, or have they, since Vietnam soldiers and warriors started returning home. You know, you hear stories of people being called baby killers, having blood or paint splashed on their uniform, being spit on. You know, there'll be people that will argue with you that didn't happen. If it did, it was a rare occasion. I can't tell you that because I didn't come back at that time frame. I don't know. I know how we handled our veterans when they came back wasn't the best way to do it. When you could be in a combat zone and literally in 72 hours be walking the streets, you know, back home. And that's tough. That's tough to, you know, there was no time to decompress. There were no classes or anything. Unlike what we do today, people talk about how we're not taking care of our veterans. Yet I see programs and more programs and more programs starting, going on, beginning, that help our veterans coming home. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to discuss a couple other things in the news, and then we're going to start talking to some of our veterans and get their take on Memorial Day. This is Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 at 7:20 in the morning on Memorial Day, and this is Free Fire Radio.
And celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256 or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. It's Memorial Day. And are you going to do something? Fly your flags, guys. Really, go into the attic and get your flag out, fly it. We're right here at the station this morning. Look at Market Street. There's flags on both sides. It's fabulous. It's a symbolic thing to do. Just take a little energy and put your flag out today. And, of course, we're taking your call, 605-4567, and the chat room is open. It's a special weather statement on Memorial Day as we approach the summer recreational season. The National Weather Service would like to remind people of the hidden dangers of the cold snowmelt waters feeding Northern California waterways. Warming temperatures in the weeks to come will draw many people outside, of course, to the water activities on our region, rivers, and lakes. These warmer temperatures are going to result in increased snowmelt. Extra care should be exercised during this time of year when our area waterways are cold and running fast. Well, I'll tell you, on the way up to going through Whiskeytown yesterday and going up into French Gulch, we saw some really big streams cold moving streams coming down the mountains. It was beautiful, but still you realized that, you know, it had to be cold.
Well, yeah, all that is when it's coming off the snow melts and everything. You know, I want to change the subject here just for a second, if I can, about something that happened last week. And something that really caused a lot more consternation than I thought it would was they did a study of the marijuana collectives here in town. And the marijuana collectives have what they've done is the police, under the supervision, of course, of the police chief, Peter Hansen, had to go out and check how many people had signed up to the collectives, because the ordinance says you can only be signed up at one collective to get your marijuana, your medical marijuana. And there was like 504 comments on the story. You know, as you can imagine, many of them were just vicious, nasty attacks. But, hey, but the question is said that there's 40,000 people in the city of Redding that are, you know, that are registered at the collectives. 40,000. Now, frankly, I don't think there's 40,000 people here in town using marijuana, but of course, I could be wrong. I mean, we just did a survey around the office here, but then again, we didn't ask if they were using other things. We just asked if you were using medical marijuana. You know, the questions are, and just from listening to, you know, and some of the blogs were, the threads were, and they aren't blogs, they're threads that come out. Some of them were just nasty and you know, cowardly, and those things that anonymous people make comments like that are. They're usually, especially if they're nasty, they're cowardly people. They use as an excuse the fact that they, if they lose their jobs, or they'd be blah, 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 you know, I don't care. But, you know, the questions that someone brought up are, if, you know, if you're signed up, if you've got a prescription for, Vicodin, or you've got, or something, a sleeping pill, I don't care what it is, can you get that filled at different places? Can you get it filled at Rite Aid and, you know, Wall Aid or Wall Rite or whatever those things are called?
They're supposed to be a master computer.
Yeah, but can you get them filled at these places? I mean, if you go to, if you have a prescription, can I go down to Rite Aid and then go up the hill?
No, you can't.
I can't.
Because it's in the computer. Supposedly, it's in the pharmaceutical network.
So I can't get more than one.
You're supposed to only get one, and that is a law. I'm sure. So, otherwise, everybody would be getting, what are we talking about?
So then if I go and get one, it marks it down someplace in a computer.
Yes.
That right? All right. And then if I try to get another one, it'll say, you've already had your prescription filled. Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay, see, that's, never done that. So what they're saying is they're going to one place and getting their marijuana, and they'll go to another place and get their marijuana. But here's my question about that. Are there amounts that are on these recommendations?
I think it's such a new thing that there's probably not really hard laws that have been, what do you want to call it? Like hard laws, you know, still in the development stages, and even though there's a law, it's not really being implemented yet.
Well, and that's the thing is how much, you know, I'm speaking, you know, we're going to have somebody on from, you know, that uses medical marijuana, and that is up on it, because I need to ask these questions. Is if there's no if the recommendation says you can, you know, you need marijuana for pain, or you need it to, you know, make you sleep at night, does it say how much? And if it does, can you, I mean, is it kept someplace? If I go to store A and buy my 2 ounces or wherever it is, and then go to store B and buy another 2 ounces, and store 3 and buy another 2 ounces, what does that mean? I mean, is there any restrictions on it at all? And if you have a 215, are there any restrictions? I've heard that they've taken that off, that you could have 100 pounds if you say that's how much you need a week. I mean, I don't know. But those are things that, you know, we've licensed these stores to sell. And then they've got them under the ordinance that you can only use one store. Anyway, this is interesting. You know, maybe this week or next week we'll have somebody on just to see what the problem is, or if there is a problem. And why are people getting so, I mean, why do people get so angry about this?
I suppose that's what our job is to be able to bring on all sides and educate the listener to, what if somebody has a 215, again, Carl, and they think their rights are. And it's no problem to go to this corner and get 2 ounces and that corner to get 2. You know, what's the big deal? Or whatever that is. We'd really like to get into the mines and then on the other side and then on the law side. And then the proposed laws are.
Right. And if you've got an ordinance, you've got to, you know, they have to enforce it. It was voted in. But let's figure out what it is. Hey, this is Carl on the Bot. KCNR 1460 at 7:30 on Memorial Day, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Memorial Day means the summer driving season kicks into high gear. And a new study says the average driver in Mississippi feels the pain of high gas prices more so than residents in any other state. In comparison, a typical Connecticut driver experiences just slight discomfort when filling up. A report by the Natural Resource Defense Council combines 2 factors, the price of gas and median state income. Production in Honda's North American plants won't reach full capacity until August for most vehicles. The Japanese automaker also says it will take even longer for the high-volume Civic model. Full production for the popular compact car isn't expected until sometime this fall. And sales of foreclosed homes are down in the first quarter compared with a year ago. But RealtyTrack says those sales do account for nearly 30% of all home sales in the first 3 months of the year. In a normal market, the firm says foreclosure sales account for only 5% of overall sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA, Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare from Slime, available at Walmart.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whenever you're better get Maaco, call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles by us.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Vaught. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat pack's up and chatting today.
Good morning.
7:35 on Memorial Day. What a great day it is outside. It's going to be a wonderful day.
I hope you guys join us. We're going to be at 11 o'clock at the Grove at the Convention Center, and then later on Carl will be speaking at 12 o'clock at the Reading Cemetery. These are all day long. If you actually go to our website, KCNR1460, you chat packers and all the people who are listening, you'll see the rundown of the festivities today. And there's several places that you can go and step on in and fly your flag and cross your heart and be grateful for our country.
Yeah, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Doug's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Started his business here in town, has been doing a great job, puts in Dish Satellite. He has great, great deals for our local residents. You know, you have a choice, and the choice should be a local business that supports you and does great work. Why go someplace else? Why go to an 800 number? That's B&T Satellite, 244-1988. You know, we've got a couple guests with us today that are just, you know, we're just going to talk until we run out of little things to talk about. It's a Memorial Day. It's, you know, time to sit back and think. And one of the things that, and Jeff Nelson is here, he heads up the Patriot Guard Riders. And one of the things he said, it was something he had read right before we came back on the air about earning something. Jeff, when you, I know that when you were talking about it, you couldn't remember who had said it, but it reminded me of something that was said in a movie called Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, it was a quote I had on my computer from Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said, in your complacent world, where you're just mostly thinking about yourself or your own individual issues, you should take the time to think that today, somewhere in the world, somebody died for me, for my freedom, and ask yourself, am I worth it? And I thought that hit home. I think if every American did something for our country each day, thank a veteran, do something, This country would be a lot more healthy emotionally and patriotically.
Well, you know, in the movie Saving Private Ryan, as the lieutenant was laying there, or the captain was laying there after Ben, and he was dying, he pulls Ryan close to him, and he said two words, earned this. You know, earned this. And he went back from, you know, and then, of course, the movie is the end where the Ryan had become a father and had his children, had his wife, and he asked, did I earn this? And they said, you know, of course you have. And I think that's the bottom line when it gets down, when we start talking about, you know, our veterans out there. Memorial Day is where we remember those who have fallen. Over a million have fallen in the defense of this country. And, I mean, in just in the last 10 years, killed in action, and when we start looking at Iraqi freedom, just killed in action have been 3,480 Americans. Wounded in action, 31,931. This was as of last Friday. That was Iraqi freedom. Enduring freedom in Afghanistan has had 1,222 killed in action, 11,541 wounded in action. And we have been at war constantly for almost 10 years now. Something that the American population isn't used to. You know, there's Vietnam, then nothing, and then now this. It's not heavy losses, it's not every day, it's not hundreds a day, it's just a continuous. But sometimes we forget. And that's what we're here today, is kind of talk about that and to also to celebrate the honor and the heroism of it. We're gonna take a quick break and we come
talk for a little longer, please.
Bob is resetting the computer, it looks like. Well, then let's introduce our next guest. I was going to wait till after the break, but Bob McIntosh. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Eric.
And Bob is a World War II veteran of the Marine Corps. And as anybody that has, you know, listened to us on a regular basis knows that I talk about Bob McIntosh a lot. That, you know, Bob, you have such an astounding story. Where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Colorado.
Okay, what part?
Down in the desert, southeast corner.
Okay. And then did you move to California at an early age? Or?
I was about nine.
About nine? And what part of California did you live in?
Well, I originally moved to L.A., but my parents had come out here 6 months earlier to find a job.
Okay, and what year was this?
Oh, 37, I think, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, 37. Okay, that's an important day because we want to remember that day, 1937. Are you ready? We're gonna. I tell you what. Okay, so you came out here to California, and you and this was where you're going to make your home. You figured.
Well, when you're that young, you're just wherever your parents are.
And then something happened though in December 7th, 1941 that pretty much changed your life. Is that correct?
Yeah, I remember exactly where I was standing, too.
Where were you?
I was in the city of L.A. My dad had a job with the California Consumers Corporation who made 300-pound blocks of rice. He was throwing around 300-pound blocks of rice for 50 cents an hour.
300-pound blocks of ice for 50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Kind of a big guy like you?
No.
Just a strong guy.
Well, I guess he learned how to do it, you know.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bob about that day and what happened after that. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or call us at 222-8222.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR 1460. Welcome to Indie Guy and Sun Gold and Guest 1234. Leave that the way it is, Bob.
Oh, sorry.
There's people in here doing things. 7:45 in the morning and Memorial Day. Our guest, Jeff Nelson from the Patriot Guard Riders, and Bob McIntosh, he was just telling us a little bit about his life. He remembers where he was the day of December 7th, 1941. How old were you then? You remember?
Well, I was 14.
You were 14.
No, actually, I was 13 then.
You were 13 then.
Yeah.
So what did you do? How'd you feel?
Well, I was probably too young to really understand what was happening, but I didn't like it, I can tell you that.
So that was, and so on December 7th, 1941, you were 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it wasn't right. Didn't quite understand why, but you knew it wasn't right.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened after that.
Well, my dad ended up going in the Navy, and then a little later my brother went in the Navy, and I was beginning to think, well, I got to go too. But I was 14 then, and I was trying to figure out how to get in the service at 14 years old. And so I went down to the Navy, and I was going to enlist, and I was sitting there listening to the recruiter talk to the guy in front of me, and so I didn't know what questions were going to be asked. And he said, what's your draft number? To the guy in front of me. And the guy gave him a draft number, I assume. And I got up and walked out because I didn't have a draft card. So I was trying to figure out how to get out of that. And then as I'm walking down the street, I walked by Hollywood, California post office, and there was a Marine Corps recruiting sign out front in the post office. And I says, well, wait a minute, I'll go in the Marine Corps. I'll just change my birthday. I'll just go in and tell them, well, I'm 17. So I walked in and told them, and I subsequently got all the papers and everything and started signing everybody's name, all the same signatures, 14-year-old kid. And
because you had to have your parents sign or something.
Yeah,
like that.
My dad was in the Navy, so.
So you just signed for him.
I signed for him, and I signed for my mother. And I noticed I'm reading everything very closely, and it had to be notarized, and I'm thinking about burglarizing some notary and getting a stamp and doing all those things. And finally decided, I can't do that. But that I read down further, and it said, or a preacher, a reverend. Oh. So I get the phone book out, and I look through it, and I found a reverend, and I wrote his name in. And I took it back down, and the guy said, okay. And that was it.
You signed up, so you forged every name on there.
Every name.
Every name, except your own. And then, so then you joined. You joined the Marine Corps at age 14 with a war going on.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Pardon?
What happened then?
Well, they sent me to San Diego. Well, there was a lot of guys at the swearing-in that was given the opportunity to get up and walk out, and nothing further said if they're trying to enlist legally, illegally. And a lot of guys got up and walked out, and I probably just didn't have the guts to walk out, if you know what I mean. So I was sworn in and sent to San Diego and went to boot camp down there. And then after that, they sent me to Camp Pendleton, and I was immediately assigned as a prison guard. for the guys who were been AWOL.
So you're 14 years old at this point still?
Yeah.
Did you turn 15 in boot camp?
No.
So you're 14 years old being a prison guard?
Yeah.
Well, this is a movie, Bob.
I had a pretty good detail, though. I had to take five guys every day down to the Camp Pendleton is situated on the old Santa Margarita Ranch,
right,
the Spanish land grant. And they were redoing the old ranch house for a general's home. And I had a detail working there every day, and I often laugh at it. I had five guys in my detail that I took down. An 03 rifle with five rounds of ammunition. And I never really had any trouble. I had trouble with one guy, and I was about ready to have a word with him. And one of the other prisoners says, "Let us take care of this." And so I put them in a room all by themselves. And there was a little, noise in there, and then they come out. Never had any more trouble with it.
Just a little counseling there. Okay, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're talking to Bob McIntosh. Bob enlisted in the Marine Corps in World War II when he was 14 by forging his mom's name, his dad's name, and the preacher's name. And then he's at Camp Pendleton right now. We're going to talk some more to Bob about what happened in his life. We've also got Jeff Nelson here. We're going to keep Jeff hostage, too, talking about Patriot Guard, about his time in the service. We're going to talk to Bad Bob. Bad Bob is in the service, too. He was a sailor, and now he's a Coast Guardie. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 7:51 in the morning on Memorial Day, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Kubler's Memorial Day sale is going on now through Monday. You'll find deep discounts on already low prices on name brand furniture at huge savings. Celebrate with Kubler's Furniture, and on top of the already deep discounts, get an additional 5% off if you pay cash, and an additional 5% off if you haul it yourself. Get another 5% discount if you like Kubler's on Facebook and you're on their like list. You can also visit Kubler's.com to see their new virtual furniture superstore. Put a bounce in your step with a good night's sleep on a new mattress as low as $399 for a Simmons mattress, or spruce up your living room with a new sectional sofa with ottoman for just $6.99. Kubler's Furniture, Memorial Day sale going on now. Additional discounts on already deep savings.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale and limited to stock on hand.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and DeBott. 7:53 in the morning on Memorial Day. Our guest, Jeff Nelson from the Patriot Guard Riders, and we're talking, and Bob McIntosh. We're talking to Bob McIntosh about his time in World War II. Bob enlisted in the Marines when he was 14 years old by forging his parents' signature, and was inducted into the Marine Corps. We talked a little bit about why he was at Pendleton, but Bob then made a landing at one of the most famous beaches and one of the most famous battles in Marine Corps history at Tarawa. Now, Bob, you were on the ship, and you were just telling us a story about you had impetigo.
Yeah.
something that happens probably to children and teenagers?
You know? I don't know. Never knew much about it except to get scabs all over your face. And, you know.
Yeah. And then the doctor said you weren't going to be able to land if you had scabs, so you went down and soaked your face in salt water until they all came off, and he was then cured. And then you were able to land.
Yep.
So, you know, Tarawa, for people that maybe don't know this, was one of the bloodiest battles in Marine history where Marines landed on a small coral atoll.
1 square mile.
1 square mile. And there was, what, 10,000 Japanese soldiers on it, something like that?
Well,
is there more than that?
There was a little, almost 5,000 soldiers, and then there was about 5,000 Korean workers.
Okay.
You know.
And all within this 1 square mile that the Marines were landing on. And it was a horrendous battle.
Mm-hmm.
And lasted 3 days. And how old were you when you landed at Tarawa?
Well, I was 15 by then.
Did you know of any others that were your age?
Not that I knew of. I may have known them, but I didn't know they were.
Nobody knew how old you were, though.
No,
you never said
I never
anything.
Told anybody.
Because they would have pulled you out and sent you home.
Well, that they did find out later, but they didn't send me home.
Oh.
They just said, well, tough. Matter of fact, they tore up my promotion for staff sergeant later on.
Because they found out how old you were?
Because I was a sergeant, and then they were going to promote me to staff sergeant, and then just tore it up. The colonel just tore it up.
Because he found out how old you were?
Yeah.
The Battle of Tarawa.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say,
sure,
anybody that was there calls it Tarawa.
Okay.
And other people, you know, like here in the States, they call it Tarawa.
So it's Tarawa.
Tarawa is the way the people that were there called it.
Well, I guess you all would know better than me. So
yeah,
Tarawa.
You're probably right.
So the Battle of Tarawa.
Yeah.
You were with which division?
Oh, it was 2nd Marine Division. That was the only division landing there. You're supposed to have a majority of troops on a landing. I forget what it is.
It's
probably the same as Air Force, but
probably like 6 or 7 to 1 at least, though.
Yeah, it's like that. And on the end of the first day, we figured we had 1,500 guys ashore, and they had 10,000 or so. And so we were slightly outnumbered. We were landing on the back side of the island, in effect. And in the area we were landing, there was at least 200 machine guns just shooting at us. But at the end of the day, we figured we held 1/10 of the island, so that's 1/10 of an island, 1 square mile. That's all we held.
At the end of the first day.
Yeah.
And then by the, it lasted 3 days,
mm-hmm.
the total fight.
Yeah. The Japs had said that it would take us 1 million men and a year to take the island, and we did take it in 3 days, but a lot of guys didn't make it.
And you were wounded on the second day.
I was wounded on the second day, yeah.
And they medevaced you out from there?
Well, it wasn't called medevac then.
You walked down to the beach.
Yeah, I walked down to the beach, and they put me on a landing craft. By then, we could get landing crafts in and out, and took me out. And I found out later on I'd been missing in action for 30 days. When I finally wrote my mother and told her I was alive.
So, you got back, and from there you went back to Hawaii
mm-hmm.
for a few months,
mm-hmm.
and then to rest and refit and get yourself healthy again. And at this time, 15 going on 16 on this. This is still, to me, you know, Bob, if I've not mentioned this, Bob McIntosh, of course, is my hero. But, man, if you look at Bob McIntosh today, you'd say, yeah, I understand how this happened. He's a stands up straight and does He's a stand-up guy. Okay, hey, we got to take a break for the news. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. American troops killed in action, honored.
Theirs was the ultimate sacrifice.
And President Obama is now at Arlington National Cemetery this Memorial Day, where in moments he'll lay a wreath for the Tomb of the Unknowns. He's also just picked the military's next leader. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has more live.
That's right, Dave, and that man is Army General Martin Dempsey.
Martin Dempsey is one of our nation's most respected and combat-tested generals.
The president announcing his choice to replace Admiral Mike Mullen as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The general, a veteran of the Iraq War, Dempsey was just named Army Chief of Staff in April, one of the shortest tenures in history, the president predicted. But first, he must be confirmed by the Senate. And General Ray Odierno has the president's nod for that position, Dave.
Now, Todd, the president just now putting the wreath in place at Arlington National Cemetery. In Afghanistan, there were prayers and flag raisings, U.S. troops honoring Americans who died in that war, and there are more deadly attacks today in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has this live.
Gunmen in an Afghan army uniform shot dead one NATO service member. Two other troops died in the bombing, and a fourth when a helicopter made a hard landing. No word on nationalities. Meanwhile, the Taliban today saying they bombed an Italian military outpost where a shootout continue for several hours. Five Italians wounded there, several Afghans killed, and NATO today apologizing for an airstrike this weekend that killed women and children. Dave?
Alistair, Jim Tressel out at Ohio State, resigning as football coach as the NCAA investigates rules violations. In March, he admitted he didn't act quickly enough reporting violations that he was told about.
It was obviously tremendously concerning.
It's got Tressel and several Ohio State players suspended at the time. We're paying a little less at the pump on this Memorial Day as Americans travel back home. AAA putting self-serve regular down to $3.78 a gallon. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation, but you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette Convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours. Just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Again, on this Memorial Day, President Obama is at Arlington National Cemetery. Moments ago, he laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. His head is bowed, as is everybody in attendance, honoring the soldiers who have fallen. Now, as the president does this, this was a day after he visited tornado-ravaged Joplin, Missouri.
Confidence from President Obama for this town's future.
There's no doubt in my mind that Joplin will rebuild.
And Missouri Governor Jay Nixon told the crowd of some 2,000, it's full steam ahead for everyone around Joplin.
And once we set our resolve, no storm, no fire, no flood can turn us from our task.
The governor and the president also saluting all those who helped in the tornado's wake, from people using their pickups as ambulances to hundreds of people from all over giving blood. In Joplin, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Sarah Palin's bus tour has taken her to Washington. So is she running for president?
We're still kind of contemplating that.
Now, the vice presidential candidate in 2008 says any Republican has a good chance of beating President Obama. Later this week, Mitt Romney will formally enter the 2012 race in New Hampshire. The shuttle Endeavour getting ready to head home after leaving the International Space Station.
Flawless. We pretty much undocked right on time.
For the last time, NASA's Gary Hurlacher, Endeavour will return early Wednesday morning, ending its final mission. A rapper hospitalized in Florida. Sean Kingston was on a personal watercraft when he hit a bridge in Miami Beach. A female passenger was also hurt. They were oh so close to winning. Two race car drivers just missed. At the Indianapolis 500, J.R. Hildebrand crashed in the final turn, allowing Dan Weldon to win.
Unfortunately, for him, he hit the outside retaining wall at turn four, and I was able to go past and win my second Indianapolis 500.
Heartbreak also for Dale Earnhardt Jr. at Charlotte. He ran out of gas on the final turn, allowing Kevin Harvick to win NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 8:05 on Memorial Day, May the 30th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we have the chat pack up. Jimmy and Son and guest 1234 Indie Guy, Mitch, there's a whole bunch of you out there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. One of the finest places in the city. Joe and Shelley support our veterans. They support our community. They have Espresso Joe's where you can get all types of coffee or cold drinks as it gets hotter this summer. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have a community room that they let people use that can go in there for any variety of things or just sit in there, drink your coffee or cold drink, and use their free Wi-Fi. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
One of my favorite veterans.
Who, Bob?
No, you.
Oh, me.
Better record.
Well, today's a special day.
Yes, it is.
It really is. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
And to everyone listening out there who has served their country, thank you very much from me and the Reading Tea Party. Well, I just wanted to call and give everybody a quick little update on what we're doing tonight at the Reading Tea Party. As always, 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Bonneview Baptist Church, and we will be having a Memorial Day rally in honor of our veterans, followed by a barbecue. And we invite anyone and everyone to come on out and join us.
Okay. And what time is that?
That'll start at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Should be fun.
Okay. So 5 o'clock tonight at the Bonneview Baptist Church.
Yes, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay, Elizabeth. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Thank you. We will.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. Our guest today, Bob McIntosh and Jeff Nelson. Jeff heads up the Patriot Guard Riders. We'll get him in a second. And Bob is our joined the Marine Corps when he was 14, fought through Tarawa, and was wounded. Came back into did you come back to the 2nd Marine Division?
Oh yeah.
Came back, and then you ended, and then you landed at Saipan, which was a hell of a fight.
Yeah.
And Tinian.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were standing off the coast of Okinawa, or did you land on Okinawa?
No, I didn't land there.
Okay, and then from there was part of the going to be the assault element that was going into Japan when they surrendered. Is that right? Okay. Yeah. The when the war was over. When the war ended and you were getting out, how old were you?
I was 17 then.
You were 17?
And I couldn't get a job because I didn't have permission from the Board of Education because I wasn't 18. You had to have one then.
Bad Bob, who hears everything in here, just there's never a reaction of Bad Bob's face. Just turned around and looked. Anyway, that expression was priceless, Bad Bob. And so you couldn't get a job because you had to get permission from the Board of Education. You were what, a staff sergeant then, or
I was supposed to be
right.
Yeah, I was promoted to staff sergeant, but when they found out I was only. I guess I was still 16 then. They just tore it up and threw it away, you know.
But they didn't let you out, though.
They wouldn't let me out, and the colonel says, now get back to work.
How do they find out that you were 16? Did somebody ask you that, or they say, hey, you're mighty young looking for?
Oh, probably me and my big mouth. You know.
Well, after you got out, then when the war was over, and you were allowed to go out, and you then you could get a job, I guess, when you're old enough, and the Board of Education said that you were old enough. What did you do then?
Well, actually, I worked for Sears for one day and decided I didn't want to move furniture for the rest of my life. Never went back for my one day paycheck, and then I went to high school, and I said, well, I'll go through high school, because I'd quit in the eighth grade, you know. And I did that for a couple of weeks and decided I couldn't hack that, you know.
They probably had a different mindset than you did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I actually ended up working the same place my dad had worked, throwing around 300-pound blocks of ice, only I didn't have to throw around the ice. I was a maintenance man working on the machinery and stuff. So didn't know what I was doing, but I was working for a guy named Ole, who was a millwright, actually, very highly skilled, and I was his assistant. So.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to find out what happened to the rest of Bob McIntosh's life, and then we'll get Jeff's going to talk to us about PGR. What's going on in today and with our veterans today, because he's got his finger on the pulse, too. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Memorial Day. It's 8:10 in the morning on May the 30th.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco and Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco and Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whenever you're better get Maaco, call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles by us.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
He
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 51 degrees this morning. Memorial Day at 8:14 in the morning. We have so much to be grateful for. You know, come out and about, and we always want to say again, if you're just tuning in, go up in the attic or go where you've got your flag and please put it out. It's just such a great symbolic thing. I know this morning when we got up, we looked down our street when there were maybe two flags. So hopefully you guys are getting the message. You know, go up and down Market Street today. You'll see the flags are out. We'd like to have you do the same. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea, top designer lines. He's been in Reading for 20 years. And the latest design of progressive lenses, which I know, I'm there now. I'm going to have progressive lenses. So that's my place, our choice to go. He's got an on-site lab. You don't have insurance, no problem. They have complete eyewear packages with a two-year warranty. That's Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell Avenue.
Okay, our guest, Bob McIntosh, World War II veteran. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Nelson, another one of our veterans here from who heads up the Patriot Guard Riders. And Bob, we had talked about what had happened after you got out of the service, and you were kind of like Ole was helping you because he's a great maintenance man, and you weren't really quite sure what he was doing. But hey, it was okay.
Yeah,
you'd already tried moving furniture. That lasted a day in high school. Going back and getting your high school degree. Lasted 2 weeks, and things were, you know, not quite the same. It's a little bit difficult probably to relate to 16-year-olds there who had been just, you know, they hadn't been in combat for 4 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I know that you were in the police department, but was that after?
Yeah.
Did you get into the police department then, or was that after your next incursion?
One of the guys I was working with says, well, why don't you go to college? And I says, well, I had gone to school in the meantime to get a GED.
Right.
And I says, well, they won't take me in college because all I've got is a GED. And he says, well, let me check for you. Because he was in his third year of college then. And so he checked, and he come back, and he says, well, they'll take you on these majors if you've got the GED. So I looked at the majors they'd take you in, and the police department was one of them. So I signed up to be to take a major in police work. And that's how I ended up being a policeman for 43 years or something like that.
But you took time off for Korea, though.
Yes, I when Korea broke out, I went down and joined. And I ended up, when I went down to join, I said, well, if I'm going to go back in, I might as well try to get a commission. So I took I remember I had an eighth grade education and a GED, and I, by then I had 2 years of
college,
junior college, really.
Right.
And anyway, I asked to take the exam, and I passed a four-year college equivalency test, so I got commissioned. And eventually, when I eventually decided to get out, I was a regular captain in a recon outfit.
And that was after Korea, though?
That was during Korea.
Okay.
Yeah. And I served aboard submarines and jumped out of airplanes. Even made an amphibious landing in Nevada one time, which is or Arizona. I forget which it is. Yeah, I guess it's Arizona. Lake Walker, is that Arizona?
Yeah, I have no idea. It could be.
Now we flew into a lake and supposedly attacked a naval base up there at Lake Walker.
Walker Lake, Nevada.
What?
Yeah. Walker Lake, Nevada.
Yeah, okay. Nevada. Okay, well, I didn't care what state I was in anyway.
Yeah, a lot of times we don't know. We just go in there and do it. Right.
Yeah.
And then back as a police officer then.
Yeah.
For 43 years.
All together, yeah.
And when did you come up to Reading?
85, I took a test of such to be a security officer for the California Lottery, and I was assigned up here, and I was to cover 12 counties as the investigator for the lottery up here, and it was kind of interesting. Good job, though.
For the lottery?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I was on LAPD. I worked a lot of vice and stuff, and part of it was working what they call policy and lotteries and stuff like that. So I was kind of an expert in it.
So what do you investigate in lotteries?
Well, it was mostly the stolen tickets.
Really? So would you say percentage wise, how much fraud is involved with the lottery?
Well, I honestly don't think there's any fraud in the lottery. I really don't. Now, the retailers get hit for minor stuff, you know, a $10 win or something like that. Because on the scratchers, they'll take them and forge them to make them look like another number, and the retailers don't pay any attention at all. So they get taken off and on.
I imagine the big ones. I don't know. Has there been a case of fraud with a big lotto? Do you remember?
Well, I had a gal up in Shingletown that was trying to turn in a ticket for $25,000. It just been changed is all.
No. Well, but we know we can't thank you.
That was interesting, though, because most of the people that I ended up arresting were old people and young people, and I'm trying to figure out why. And with the young people, it was the dopers, you know, wanting money for their dope. And with the old people, it was, well, what are they going to do to me? I'm 85 years old. They're going to put me in prison? You know, which is a good question. You know,
yeah.
The psychology behind that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am sure.
You know, I can't thank you enough, Bob, for coming on the show today.
Okay.
And your service
to our country.
And your openness about where you've been and what you've done. And truly, you are. Since Carl's come to Reading to live here, he singled you out. I mean, of course, he's hard as. Full of gratitude for everybody,
yeah.
But especially you. Yeah. I guess if you have to pick one, you've always been his hero at the top of his list of who do I call first on these special days of remembrance.
Well, you know, there is one thing we didn't cover that I'd like to tell you about. When I was landing at Tarawa, the Amtraks were coming in and dumping people off and going back out, picking up more troops out in the water, you know, and then coming up across the reef was like 500 yards wide, and if you weren't in an Amtrak, you had to wade that 500 yards in the blazing machine guns, really.
Now, and he's not exaggerating, crisscrossing, intersecting lines of fire. I mean, this was 500 yards that they were wading through water where you can't run, so you just wade.
We lost most of our Amtraks. I think we lost 85% of them. But anyway, I ended up in an Amtrak, and we started in, and I remember the driver says, oh, this is too hot. So I went over, and I went around the pier, which was another area they were landing in, and he said, oh, God, this is worse yet. So I went back where we're supposed to land, and we got in about 50 yards, and they hit us with some kind of big gun, and the lieutenant hollered everybody out, and it's me and the lieutenant and one other guy got out. The rest of them I've told were killed, you know, and the lieutenant got it the next day, and so far as I know, me and one other guy are the only ones that made it out of that boat, and I had a 75-pound pack on my back. And there's no way I can swim with a 75-pound pack on your back. So I finally worked it off, and then I took my, and I never heard of anyone doing this. It just, just came to my mind, and I took my gas mask out of the pouch, cut the canister off, hooked it to my rifle, and I snorkeled in.
So you didn't have to have your head above water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could still breathe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was because we lost so many Marines on that one day that they censored the news. They censored the photographs. They would not show what had happened that day. It didn't come out for months. The Marine Corps learned a lot of valuable lessons. Unfortunately, it cost us 1,000 men on that landing that day. But we learned a lot of lessons on how to do amphibious warfare and how to attack these atolls. But it was a lesson, paid for in blood. Bob, I love you, man.
Well, thanks.
You are somebody that has stood for our country. And afterwards, you're a policeman in some of the tough areas in L.A. and you're up here now, and you're a stand up fellow. And if you ever see Bob McIntosh, you need just to say hello to him and say thanks, and you'll recognize him. He's about 6'3".
No, I'm 6'1".
Okay, 6'1", but he looks bigger because he stands up straight, and looks like he's been around a little bit. So thank you so much.
Carl, Linda, Jeff.
Bob, thank you.
I know we've seen you in a lot of different places here.
Well, it's funny. I meet people, and they say, I've heard of you, and it's probably you and your big mouth.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, that's what I have. On radio, you got a big mouth. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, you're sitting here, and I saw the look on your face. Now, you're a guy that's been around the world a lot, and you've been in a lot of stuff, too. And you're sitting there, you're just watching him, and he's talking about it. What was running across your mind?
Well, it's amazing that he's such a hero. And so patriotic to start off at the age, and to go at it that way. He's one in a million. It's just my pride to have a chance to meet and talk to him.
14. And then I look at kids, I've had people that were 25 or 26 look at me and go, what do you expect from me? I'm only 25. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at them, and I'm thinking to myself, you're 25. Yeah. You're healthy. You've got an education. I look at 18-year-olds. That are leading patrols in the worst possible places, in danger, under fire, and you're telling me you're 25 years old. What do I expect from you? I expect a lot. Maybe I expect too much. But then you get they're 14, and there were some of the statistics that you sent me. There were some 16-year-olds that fought and died in Vietnam, and. Those were quite amazing statistics you sent me.
Yeah, that was sent to me, and I was shocked to see those statistics of the casualties that we suffered. And even father sons were both lost over there.
Yeah, in fact, the first man lost in Vietnam was counted like 1957. His son was killed 10 or 15 years later.
Yeah.
In Vietnam. And sets of brothers, something like 32 sets of brothers were killed in Vietnam. And the statistics were just amazing, that you'd sent me.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. When we've got a couple minutes here. When we come back, we want to talk Patriot Guard. The Patriot Guard was started after 9/11, and it wasn't something that had existed before, and it started because of.
Well, there was a church group or so-called alleged church group that was protesting our soldiers' funerals, and. A lot of the Vietnam veterans still have an issue with their welcome home, or lack of welcome home. And then when they started seeing what was this group doing to our returning troops, they stood up and took action, and determined it'll never happen again. There'll never ever be a no welcome home for our troops or honor shown to those that have been lost. And that's the start of it. Right now, we're nearly 200,000 riders and supporters all over the nation. Here in the Shasta area, our group has a little over 200 signed up. And not all of those are riders. Some are just supporters. But but all of them are involved in supporting what we're doing. And the thing is to honor these guys that are returning, and to the older generation, to support their families on their last journey and for their burials.
And it's the and y'all have been out there for every one of them. And when we've got like a minute left, I want to talk about two instances when we come back, specifically one that happened up when Westboro came up for the firefighters and to protest the firefighters. And the other is Sergeant Preston Dennis's funeral and his ceremony. I'd like to talk about those two things when we come back. Our guest today, Jeff Nelson from the Patriot Guard Riders, and Bob McIntosh, Marine extraordinaire, Carl and Linda Bott. It's KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And this is Free Fire Radio on Memorial Day 2011.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera.
Oh, yes!
This Memorial Day, President Obama laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery to honor fallen soldiers. He was joined by Admiral Mike Mullen and Defense Secretary Robert Gates. This morning, the President and First Lady hosted a breakfast for families who lost loved ones in combat. Earlier, President Obama named Army General Martin Dempsey as his choice for chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I was proud to nominate Marty as Army Chief of Staff, and I realized he only assumed that position last month. Marty, your tenure as chief may go down as one of the shortest in Army history, but it's your lifetime of accomplishment that brings us here today.
The president also naming Admiral James Winnefeld as vice chairman and General Ray Odierno as Army Chief of Staff. Fox News, we report, you decide.
We tend to use the word hero too loosely. We often refer to athletes or other celebrities as heroes. They may be talented and popular, but that doesn't make them heroes. Real heroes are the men and women in the military who serve our country in the past and present. When you look for heroes, start with the U.S. military and our veterans first. But never forget our fallen heroes as we honor them this Memorial Day. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hold on to your sports bras, because now it's fun to get fit. Introducing the Curve Circuit with Zumba Fitness, the only class that mixes the music and moves of the Zumba program with the proven strength training of Curves for one wildly effective workout. Shimmy on in and start getting down to the size you want to be.
Curves in Reading on Eureka Way next to Ace Hardware. Mention this ad and get a free gift from Curves. See us on the web at readingcurves.com.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand-new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist. I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. May 30th. It is Memorial Day, 35 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. They give great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans. They are not a stylist shop. They are a barbershop. And remember, they are man's last stronghold. Yeah, man's last stronghold. They give haircuts. Great conversation, great haircuts, discounts to veterans. What else can you ask for?
Currently 52 degrees, and we're going to have about 30% chance of rain today. And we're looking at a special weather statement here. Of course, we want to make sure that the warm temperatures in the weeks to come are going to be drawing a lot of people outside to water activities. So be careful of the rivers and lakes. The warmer temperatures are going to result in increased snow melt. So water temperatures over the next few weeks are expected to run in the lower 50s to mid-60s in valley rivers and lakes and in mid to upper 40s at higher elevations. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Just received a press release. The burn ban will go into effect on May 30th, 2011 at 5 o'clock p.m.
Today.
All residential burning under 1,000 feet in the city of Redding and Shasta County will no longer be allowed to burn until November 2011. Remember, defensible space gives firefighters a fighting chance to save your home. For information, contact Jeff Granberry, Fire Prevention Specialist, 225-4574. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Roberta. You're live on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for this program. I've learned a lot, and I appreciate the service of everybody that serves. And I also want to say about Cypress Square Barbershop, they treated our grandson really great when he was home on leave here in April. And once calling about my grandson, our grandson, Joe Taylor, he got to be part of the memorial service at the cemetery in, and I don't know how to say it, something like Serenis, France. And he's part of JTAC, and he was there to direct the flyover of the F-15 Eagle Strike Eagles, and for their memorial service in France. So we're really proud of him and thankful for all of our servicemen.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, that's great. Roberta, congratulations. I know you're real proud of him.
Yeah, we are. We talked to him. I tried to get him to call in, but he wouldn't call in and talk to you straight away. So, anyway.
Well, it's
so
not because he wouldn't love us.
And I told him you'd be nice to him. But anyway, he got to be in Paris for several days, and he got to eat some snails, he said. So,
well,
anyway,
we could have fed him snails right here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it would be good, too. So anyway, he's been stationed in Germany in Baumholder, and I noticed on the Internet it's 83 today, so that's quite warm for over there. But anyway, we're really proud of him and thankful for your show and for all of our servicemen.
Well,
we'll probably see you later today somewhere.
Well, you will. Thanks a lot, Roberta.
Okay, bye.
All right. Jeff Nelson, PGR, Patriot Guard Riders. It started after 2/11, and we talked about that. 9/11, I should say. Two things happened that have been kind of like, I don't know, noteworthy. I mean, well, there's a number of things that are noteworthy since we've lived here and how veterans are cared for and respected in Shasta County in the North State. But the first time I really saw these Westboro Baptist types coming on, that just little phone just keeps ringing and ringing, doesn't it, there, partner?
Like a two-step and yeehaw song.
Yeehaw. And all so, right. Anyway, do you have to leave?
No.
Are you sure?
I just haven't been able to figure out how to turn it off.
Yeah, those electric things.
How about we just throw it in the other room while we're on the air here?
Just do that. Anyway, the Westboro Baptist Church, the first time I really saw them in force, I think they were there for the Munn's funeral, but they were surrounded. I never even saw them. Was when we went out to pay honor to the firefighters who had been killed in that helicopter crash.
Yes, that was a big event, and we were quite surprised that those people showed up to a firefighter monument and dedication. We were aware they were protesting military and the servicemen, but not firemen. I mean, everybody loves a fireman, And so we were quite surprised. And we were invited by the Sheriff's Department to come over there and give them a hand. And I think I had 41 of our riders over there. As I recall, you were there also, I think.
I was there. Yeah. I was just proud to see that, you know, the guard lined up with their flags, and to listen to the just the horrible, just nasty, terrible things they were chanting and saying in their signs. And you could just see that the Patriot Guard, both men and women, were just their eyes had steeled. I mean, they were just like, they were ready. But not one of them said a word, nor did one of them take a step toward these pieces of, you know, of crap that were over there. I'm sorry, it's just it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't tell me that you believe in this, that you can believe to say things like this, these horrible things they were saying. And it was women, six women, three older women and three teenagers?
Yeah, young women.
Something like that.
Yeah, they were kicking the American flag down the shoulder of the road, and that was really tough on our guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one. That was... Yeah. And the funny thing about it is they have the right to do that.
Yes, they do.
And they have this freedom of speech that's paid for in blood, and men that are better than they and women that are better than they are giving them that right to do this. But that is their right, and the only thing you can do is you get between them and the family. And try to prevent the family from having to be, maligned or infected with this some kind of strange disease they have.
I was really proud of our guys because there was nothing mentioned in the newspapers. There was nothing on TV. They got no satisfaction
for
their efforts.
That's right.
And I got the feeling I'll probably not be back to Shasta County again because... they realize that we're united together, and we're not going to allow them to win.
And they just ignored them completely in the media. I loved it. Hey, we got to take a break here. Orville used to be in Channel 7. Remember Orville's last name?
Thomas.
Okay. You know, I keep wanting to say something else, but yes, Orville Thomas was out there, filmed the whole thing, and not 1 second of footage was devoted to them. Mm-hmm. He just did the memorial itself. I think he had something on, I think he may have showed up flag line one time. But here's a man that when he comes by, he says, it's not worth my time to film this. And he didn't do it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Orville. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's Memorial Day. It's 8:41 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles, foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Do you ever refer to any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Wind River Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, 8:45 in the morning here on KCNR. It is Memorial Day, and we're going to say this every break in case you're driving around and you just tuned us on. Welcome to the program here with Carla Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Hang your flag. Go out and hang your flag, even if it's for an hour when you get home after work. Hang your flag. It's Memorial Day, and it is symbolic. The red, white, and blue. In fact, someday we're going to do, when we have more time, we're going to talk about what the symbolism means behind the stripes, the red stripes, the white stripes, and the stars. Anyway, again, it's 8:46 on this beautiful day, and this portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. It's our choice for Dish. And Doug Tooley, who locally owned, don't call the 1-800 number. Doug Tooley will come, and his people will be there. If you ever need problem, you need to have your remote fixed. I don't care what it is. You're going to have people, boots on the ground, as Carl calls it.
244-1988. The VHA, Northern California, is having a golf tournament. It's going to be on May. You've got to confirm today, but I think it'll probably take a little bit more. If you just give a phone call to 221-0590, they are going to have a golf tournament, four-person best ball scramble at Churn Creek Golf Course, time 1 p.m., shotgun start on June the 4th. All proceeds to help restore military vehicles for our Museum of Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Just to make things clear here, Orville from Channel 7 filmed the whole thing. But he didn't film it when we were out there with the firefighters. He filmed the whole thing. He cut out anything that had to do with the protesters. And I'm sure Channel 7 agreed with this. So nothing that had to do with one thing that the protesters did ever made it into the media here in town. I can't say enough about it, you know, that, you know, oh, gosh, they censored it. Maybe they did, or maybe that just wasn't, maybe they just didn't think that was newsworthy. All right, Jeff, Sergeant Dennis, what a turnout that was.
Yeah, that was, unfortunately, we've had 19 now from our area that have lost their lives protecting our country, and the last one was Preston Dennis. They're promoting him to sergeant. And we had a chance to show our support to the family here. Outstanding turnout of the community, especially the second part of it where we were taking him out to Igo and all the along the highway, out Placer. Almost every turnout had groups of people there with flags and standing at attention with their hands over their heart.
I can't believe the turnout. I mean, for months it was great, but this was, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people, including Grant Elementary.
Yeah, Grant and Igo schools. Their entire student body had made homemade little flags and banners, and they were lined up along the fence as we came by, and
that hit even the toughest riders.
Yeah, the road, you know what, the road got real blurry right then.
Everybody started wobbling.
They were three deep on that fence just holding the flags out. They knew what they were supposed to do. That school, the principal and the teachers had talked about this, and one of their teachers said to me later, this was a lesson that you can never teach in school about heroism and valor and love of country and war. So
I think it's something those kids will remember about their school and about our country for probably their entire life. I went out and talked to both principals, and we're going to give them a little picture award from our Patriot Guard riders, thanking them for our support. And they said, no, we don't. We're fine. It was the best thing the school ever did, and we don't need anything extra. And I said, no, we want you to have it. So that's in the mail. It'll happen real soon.
That's great. Well, that's just wonderful. Okay, we're going to catch ourselves back up again. We're going to get into a break, and then what, honey?
That when you went to Sergeant Dennis's memorial with the guard riders, I think that when Carl talks about that day and the people, the spirit of those who were remembering him and is honoring his family that lined Placer, that lined Buenaventura, that lined so many overpasses, I think that was really really quite the thing when Carl talks about it with friends and family. But the kids and the schools, mm-hmm. to see that they their schools were teaching them patriotism is a beautiful thing for us. In these days, to have kids waving flags and letting them know what that moment means was an incredible movement for us.
And I believe that the family said the same thing, that this, they were just so almost overwhelmed by the response.
The family has given us permission. We make a DVD for them with patriotic music, and we present to the family, and it's for the family only. We don't have any commercial use for it, and there's no face pages or anything. And I've contacted the family, and they've given their permission that we can use that DVD as a sample of what we do for the veterans on the return. And I'm going to see if maybe Channel 9 might be interested in looking at that DVD to show the community the support that came out for that young soldier.
Well, we're having a meeting with them tomorrow. We can bring that up and talk to them about that. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. Our guests have been Bob McIntosh, World War II and Korean Marine, enlisted when he was 14 years old, got out as a sergeant at age 17 after fighting the major battles in the Pacific. They went back into Korea because he just didn't have enough yet. And then Jeff Nelson, honored veteran and head of the Patriot Guard Riders. In fact, you are the ride captain for all of Northern California. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, hey, thanks. We've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
He took the midnight train going.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it.
Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at NOVB.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott, 8:55 in the morning, Memorial Day. Hey, Bad Bob, thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You're in the Navy, and then now you're in the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Yes, the civilian component of the Coast Guard, yes.
Yeah, you know what? People talk about flying their flags. You know, unless you got to fly your flag today, take it out all day. You take it in at night, unless you have lights on it, because the only way you can fly it at night is if it's lit up. You know, I've gone to towns, and I've seen their flags that are just tattered. I wonder about that. So, hey, okay, events going on today at 10 o'clock, Longcrest. At 11 o'clock, the Convention Center out at the Veterans Grove right there, right in front of the Convention Center. Linda will be singing there with a group of ladies. Then we have the 12 o'clock ceremony out at the Reading Cemetery. And then at 5:55, you need to be there by 5:55, is the ceremony out at Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO. I understand there's going to be a flyover and such out there. So there's a lot of events going on. You know, what do you do when, you know, it's, I saw something today, it's, hey, veterans don't want anything special. They knew what they were getting into, and you're right. When they joined the military, when men and women joined the military, especially after 9/11, they knew they were going to war. I don't think anybody's ever said that they want anything special. I don't, you know, Jeff, you've been in, Bob's been in, I've been in. I don't want anything special. I just would like, though, is that, you know, and not even come up to me, but to, you know, for people out there, is to understand that in many cases, and you know, and even in the draftees, and in many cases, you know, the men and women believed in everything they were doing. So it's not, oh, come up and thank me. It's just to give a thought to those veterans, to give the thought to those men and women that are up on the wall right now in Afghanistan and Iraq, out in Libya, and places in the world you will never hear of, but they're out there, and they're out there to protect us. So, you know, Jeff, thank you for your service.
It's been my pleasure.
And we'll see you all out there today at one of these ceremonies, I hope. Bad Bob, thank you for your service.
And thank you for yours, Colonel.
You know, one of the reasons we came to Reading was in the North State was the, I guess, the appreciation that the North State has for veterans. There's so many of us up here, so I guess that's part of it. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that we honor our veterans. And today is a day to honor those who have fallen in combat, all Americans, all races, all creeds, all religions or no religions, the ones that have fought for us, the ones who have died for our country, to give us what we have today. Those freedoms, those times that we can enjoy, those barbecues, the idea of watching TV or making a phone call. You know, being able to have the freedom to say it, freedom to say things that you don't like. You see things you don't understand, but it's the freedoms that were given to us. In our, you know, and not only given to us, but then defended by our military and those that supported our military, and especially the spouses and the families. You can't say enough about them. That's just not just the warriors, but those who stayed at home and waited for them. Anyway, thanks a lot, Randy. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to have on Sam Paredes. We're going to have on Curtis Byron. We're going to be talking about things that happen and affect us here in the city of Redding, Shasta County, the state of California, and our nation. Have a great Memorial Day, and take a minute to remember.
And I won't forget the